brought to you by Penguin.
A Decent Ride by Irvin Welsh. Read by Tamdeen Byrne. Part 1. Pre-Borbag Innocence. Chapter 1. Taxi Days.
"You'll never guess where I had in my cab the other day,"
Juice Terry Lawson explains, his solid build contained by a luminous green tracksuit. His luxuriant corkscrew curls lash wildly in the gale that slaps up against the side of the Perspex barrier, winding from the airport concourse to a bank of parked taxicabs. Terry stretches, rips out a yawn, sleeves riding up to expose gold chains at the wrists and two forearm tattoos. One is of a harp that looks like an egg slicer, with Hibernian FC and 1875 scrolled above and below. The second is of a fire-breathing dragon, which offers the world a lavish wink, inviting it in winding letters beneath to "Let the Juice Loose." Terry's mate, Doheed, a thin, asthmatic-looking man, gazes blankly in response. He sparks up a fag and wonders how much of it he can suck back before he has to deal with the approaching plane-load of passengers, jostling their luggage-laden carts towards him down the enclosed ramp.
"That cunt offy the telly," Terry confirms, scratching his balls through the polyester.
"Where's that?"
Doheed mumbles, sizing up the piled suitcases of a huge Asian family. He's willing a distracted man who struts behind to overtake them on the ramp, so that he won't have to load the many bags into the cab. "Let Terry get that one." The man wears a long cashmere coat, open over a dark suit, white shirt and tie, with black-framed glasses and, most strikingly, a mohawk haircut. The man suddenly sprints ahead of the pack, and Doheed's spirits soar. Then he stops dead and looks at his watch as the Asian family trundle past him, all over Doheed like a rash.
"Please, please, quickly, please, please,"
a cajoling patriarch calls, as buckshot rain suddenly lashes against the Perspex. Terry watches his friend struggle with the cases.
"That stand-up boy on Channel 4. He was riding that bird, what's-her-name, tidy fucking body on it."
He traces an hourglass, then steps up snugly against the Perspex barrier for shelter. But as Doheed strains and grunts with the cases, Terry regards the bespectacled man in the long coat, his incongruous hair blowing everywhere in the wind, fingers delivering heavy number punches into his phone. Terry recognizes him from somewhere, a band perhaps, then sees that he's older than the haircut suggests. Suddenly a cowed associate appears, blonde hair shorn above a tense face, cautiously standing alongside him.
"I'm so sorry, Ron. The car we had ordered broke down."
"Get out of my sight!"
The punk businessman, for this is how Terry now thinks of him, barks in an American accent.
"I'll take this goddamn taxi. Just have my bags delivered to my hotel room."
The punk businessman doesn't even make eye contact through his pink-tinted lenses with Terry before climbing into the back of his cab and slamming the door shut. His shamed associate stands in silence. Terry gets into the cab and keys the ignition.
"Where is it you're gone, Chief?"
"What?"
The punk businessman looks over his light reactive glasses, into the back of a mop of curls. Terry pivots round in the seat.
"Where do you want me to take you to?"
The punk businessman is aware that this corkscrew-headed taxi driver is talking to him as if he, the punk businessman, is a child.
"Fucking Mortimer, can't see the anything. Puts me through this BS."
His hand...
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?